is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Well, Edge of 17 as we roll into the weekend. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's Aaron with you every weekday afternoon and every weekday morning on Fox 47. Coming up in less than an hour, Baraboo Thunderbird football versus Onalaska has been moved up to 6 p.m. We'll have the game right here on Max FM.
The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The prison wasn't standing on the radiator grill. Shawty, come back here. Rock, Casbah, rock, Casbah. Shawty, come back here. Rock, Casbah, rock, Casbah. By order of the prophet, burn that boogie sound. Degenerate the faithful with that crazy Casbah sound. But the fellow, when they brought out the electric cattle drum, the local guitar picking drums, guitar picking drum. As soon as the sheriff cleared the square, they began to wait.
Most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
99.7 Max FM.
Go for the moon.
Hey now,
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Monday morning at 7 a.m. It is your first chance to text in and win with our Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. David Grant and Emily will have your keyword to text through the Civic Media app. You can win cash, jewelry, and even football tickets.
Non-stop hits of the 80s and 90s.
Please don't stop the music.
A 50-minute music hour continues now on 99.7 Max FM.
Don't you mistrust
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. This week we celebrated 8 years of Max FM. So thank you for being a part of that and listening every day, every morning, maybe just at work, whatever. Really appreciate having you with us. This is a local community radio station, so we are here to serve the community and to inform you on what's going on, including local events and more. Baraboo Thunderbirds football, you can catch that here on Max FM. Tonight, they're moving the game up at 6 o'clock instead of 7. So, Baraboo and Onalaska, the game is at 6 tonight, and we will have it for you live on Max FM and wherever you happen to be with our free Civic Media app.
Today's big deal of the day. Make some noise for Baraboo Music, one of Baraboo's most popular businesses located just off the square. Students are back in school and parents can buy their next guitar, drum set, or other instrument from Baraboo Music. Plus, learn to play with their experienced instructors. Open Monday through Friday 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $6.25 today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Get ready to go for the green and gold with 99.7 Max FM. Listen to Max FM each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 99.7 Max FM. Sponsored locally by Back Row Baraboo Motors, your local Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealership in Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Low tonight in the low 60s, high tomorrow in the low 70s. Partly sunny Sunday, maybe a stray shower, high mid-70s. Drier and pleasant weather into much of next week. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now it's 80.
A close call for Kraft. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers were holding practice yesterday when suddenly Tucker Kraft went down with a knee injury after an exam. They don't believe it's going to be long term. Now, the Packers play the Browns on Sunday. Can Luke Musgrave or John Fitzpatrick fill Kraft's spot at tight end? Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich.
I like our room with the tight end room. So I think, you know, we'll be able to figure out the best path forward depending on what happens there with Tucker.
Badger football, Wisconsin against Maryland. 11 a.m. tomorrow in Madison in their first Big Ten game of the year. Is this where they can start to turn the program around? Quarterback Danny O'Neill.
Yeah, absolutely. We're 2-1 right now. So there's a lot of teams that are the same way. So just being able to, you know, go execute against Big Ten opponents. And yeah, like you said, everything that we want is still in front of us.
Baseball, the Brewers in St. Louis tonight against the Cards. Milwaukee's magic number now down to 4 after sweeping the Angels last night 5-2. Quinn Priester's 12th win in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
99.7 Max FM.
Relax, don't you rest. Reedsburg's maximum hits.
99.7 Max FM.
House Request-a-thon is Thursday. Get ready to donate and listen to your favorite songs picked by you. Christmas music, country music, Justin Bieber, it doesn't matter. Chapel Roan, sure, that's fine. Go to our website, max.fm. We'll tell you everything you need to know about our big Request-a-thon Thursday starting at 7 a.m.
Surely to
99.7 Max FM, the Brewers on tonight. They could possibly clinch the NL Central and that first round bye if they win tonight, tomorrow, and then the Cubs lose tonight and tomorrow. So that's a lot, but we're feeling good about it. That magic number is down to 4.
This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys in canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. Your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party. Say, I'm kind of buzzed, and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the crack, bring the old school back.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All hands are in the air and wave them from here to there. You're an OG Mac or a wannabe player. You see, the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase g. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got your money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a six ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up. And
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM.
was last night's bed. I don't know where I'm going. Only God knows where I've been. I'm a devil on the run, a six-gun lover, a gamble in the wind.
John Bon Jovi on Max FM as we wrap up another 50-minute music hour. Stay with us because coming up at 6 o'clock, we've got all the gridiron action. It's Baraboo Thunderbirds football versus Onalaska. They moved up the game tonight from 7 to 6 due to some weather concerns. So tonight at 6 o'clock, minutes away, Thunderbirds football right here on 99.7 Max FM and wherever you're listening from with our free Civic Media app. Have a wonderful weekend.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting a brat sale. This will be Saturday, September 20th at Fresh Market, 935 8th Street in Baraboo. Enjoy delicious brats, hot dogs, burgers, and more. Basco brat sale from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Fresh Market, September 20th. Learn more at booseniors.org. And it's time again for Baraboo Oktoberfest. This will be happening at Circus World in Baraboo. Get a taste of Bavarian culture and celebrate Wisconsin's German roots. Live music, German cuisine, Oktoberfest-style beer is going to all be on tap. Wonderful entertainment kicks off at 3:30. It's $10 in advance at the Chamber of Commerce or $12 at the door. Again, this is September 20th from 3 until 9 p.m. Oktoberfestbaraboo.com for all the details. And make sure to mark those calendars for September 27th. It is Sauk County Clean Sweep. Opportunity for homeowners, agricultural enterprises, and businesses to dispose of hazardous products and items that pose environmental risks, such as pesticides and toxic cleaning products. There'll also be fees to collect some electronic items and appliances, as well as tires. This is all happening at the old Sauk County landfill. All the details on what is accepted can be found by checking out their Facebook page. Just visit Sauk County Clean Sweep on Facebook. Again, this is September 27th from 8 a.m. until noon. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Max FM Sports is brought to you by our sponsors, Baraboo State Bank, banking better together, Don Larson Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, and Don Larson Ford, your trusted local dealer, State Farm, Chris Stanton, agent for home, auto, renters, and life insurance, Pizza Ranch of Baraboo, Mike Y of the Weicker Great Day Realtors Group will help you simplify buying or selling your home, and our gold sponsor, Baraboo Fresh Market, creating the kind of shopping experience you deserve. Here is Ben Bromley and Brandon Wenger with the call for Baraboo Thunderbird Sports.
Welcome to Baraboo High School, where tonight's matchup between the host Baraboo Thunderbirds and the visiting Hilltoppers of Onalaska is underway even earlier than anticipated. Ben Bromley and Brandon Wegner here with you. The Hilltoppers receive the opening kickoff. They pick up a few yards on first down, and they face a second and six. Hilltoppers wearing their road white helmet jerseys and pants. They're moving to our left toward the north end zone as we get underway. Back to pass, firing right side, finding an open man to the Hilltoppers. That's going to be a first down across midfield. That's a strike from quarterback Ian Cole to Tanner Siebert. That's a first down inside the 45, looks like about the 43 of Baraboo.
Drake Niles, after a good pickup of 15 or 18, saved a longer gain with that solo tackle.
Fresh set of downs for Onalaska on their opening drive. Pistol look, inside handoff, working between the tackles, crossing the 40-yard line is the Onalaska ball carrier. Take a look here. Looks like number 28, Adam Kuhn. That'll set up a second and about 4 or 5 yards. Logan Sweeney on the tackle. We got bright, sunny skies at the moment, but the game is starting early due to threatening weather. Go ahead, Brandon.
And it started us even earlier than that, 5:55 kickoff.
Indeed. And looks like Thunderbirds jump. This might be a potential free play. The Thunderbirds do stack it up right at the line of scrimmage.
I'm not sure.
You know, I don't think
I'm not sure he broke the plane.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
He jumped, but they didn't say he broke the plane, so early, you're going to have a third and long.
Early movement, but it doesn't cost the Thunderbirds, and Drake Niles gets a nice tackle near the line of scrimmage. That's going to set up a third and five.
Sounds like morning coffee, Ben. Early movement, but no penalty.
It's not six yet, so nobody heard that.
Exactly. Nobody's listening. And it's us.
Nobody's listening anyway. Cole back to pass, fires right side. He had a man through low. It was nearly caught just off the tip of the grass, but dropped along the far sideline. That's going to set up a fourth and five for Onalaska.
Tanner Siebert was wide open for the Hilltoppers, and he dropped that pass. He kind of slipped, came back, fully extended and dropped the ball onto the turf. So, Baraboo, this is a very important first drive from the Baraboo 37, 38 years old. Yard line. Fourth and five.
Fourth and five for the Hilltoppers. This is the opening drive of the game, a Mississippi Valley Conference matchup between Onalaska and Baraboo. Out of the shotgun, standing all alone is Cole. He's got time to throw. He's back near the 45. Now he's rolling right, firing right. He's got a man open. That's going to be good for a first down inside the 30. Another first completion to Tanner Siebert.
And you hit it on the head. He had time to throw, and that was kind of like what we've seen out of the Packers this year. Jordan Love has had about 6 or 7 seconds to throw, and he had about the same amount of time.
And Siebert, of course, comes in as the leading receiver for the Hilltoppers. He's got 17 grabs on the year for 171 yards. Picked up enough for first down yardage on that previous catch. Here's an inside handoff. Stacked up at the line by the T-Birds for no gain. They're able to put a thump on Adam Kuhn right at the line of scrimmage.
Gang tap over there. Ethan Husselman made the first initial contact, held him up, and then a couple of guys finished him off. You know, this is like, you know, we're trying to get going. We're going to try to have it. You know, the other night the Cubs and the Reds had a 1 hour, 59-minute game. I think we're shooting for about a 1 hour football game here.
Let's
tonight.
Move it along. Yes, right? Indeed. So here's a second and 10 for Onalaska. Pistol look this time. Cole's back to pass. He's looking left. Throws left.